Hi, this is Zach. Welcome to the Coleraine Connection.
The official
behind the scenes
inside scoop
down Gilead Lane
Funcast.
And now, your hosts, Lori Twitchell and Steve O'Dell.
I did a search on the internet for it. It wasn't even really my picture, but, you know, how am I going to say that at that point, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's not really much you can do. You're kind of there. So
that's how it goes. Hey, look who's here.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I guess it's that time.
It is that time once again. Welcome to the Funcast. We're already having fun.
We are. We have lots of fun that you guys don't know about.
I know. I'm Steve, by the way. Steve.
I'm Lori.
And all ears is what they call me on the message boards.
I'm Steve's sidekick.
We are here to talk about the hit family radio drama, Down Gilead Lane.
Are you going to edit that, my friend?
Of course.
Yeah, because today you're editing.
Hopefully I don't have to edit too much. Let's see how good we do.
We're going to try. But in light of that and the big door slamming behind me.
Oh, man.
I wish
I could have heard that.
We did mention John William in the last podcast,
Last podcast, John William, your three-year-old.
Yes, my three-year-old son who... Usually during the podcast, mommy finds him a really cool activity that will keep him occupied while we're recording. And occasionally I say, Steve, you're going to have to cut here.
Right.
And we'll kind of cut this out because he comes in and, you know, screams something like, I've got to go to the bathroom or something.
But in the last podcast, we thought, let's do an interview.
Yes. And, you know, he had a lot of fun with that yelling microphone and
yes.
all those things. So he is here, and we've kind of let him run free instead of giving him an activity and trying to get him to be quiet since he was such a big hit last time. We're not going to do this in every podcast because we do, you know, what somewhat
professional. So today we're including John William as part of the sound design.
I know. I like that Steve said it that way. But as we're recording, you're going to find out what it's like to be a mom. And have somebody pop in and out and what it's like, you know, while I'm writing those Down Gilead Lane scripts when he comes bursting in and screams, come play with me. And then I have to go back and edit out of the script, come play with me.
So you actually just type whatever you hear. Is that how it works?
You know, sometimes I actually just kind of get off track. The other day, my daughter was in here and she just kind of started talking to me and I asked her if she could hold on for a couple minutes and she wasn't inclined to hold on for a few minutes. She just kind of kept going on and, she didn't get it until I said, you're throwing off my groove. Get it? You know, that there's that movie out there where he says, you threw off my groove.
Okay.
Then she turned around and went, oh, I got it.
So
okay.
You're speaking her language then.
Yeah, yeah.
Gotcha.
So that's a little bit easier than can you just hold on for 2 minutes.
Right.
So John William may pop in and out.
That's okay.
You never know.
Let's.
Steve's let's editing about, this time, so it's okay.
Yeah. Let's talk about what we're here to talk about, which is, and not that you were, you know, throwing
babbling.
Off my groove or
you
anything.
Can feel free to cut any of that you want because that was a pretty long little ramble there.
That is okay. We are, here we are. In Down Gilead Lane.
Land.
Halfway through season 10 almost.
I know, because we've got a two-part episode coming up starting this weekend.
And that will bring us to the halfway point.
So it will.
We're almost there.
It seems like we were just doing the Cheesy TZ podcast.
I know. But we're going to be heading to Pittsburgh here in the next couple weeks. But what we're going to do today is we're going to talk about the last couple episodes to air and talk about our listeners' reviews and maybe even include some added features, some bonus features.
If this was a DVD, you'd be cracking an Easter egg.
So why don't we get right into it?
That sounds good to me. I think we had already discussed The Approaching Shadow and Choice Morsels, so that brings us up to Coleropolis.
Yes, Coleropolis aired back a week and a half ago, and that was a fun episode. I got to say, it was a lot of fun. Cal Olson had a blast. You know, he kind of like, he's sort of selfish a little bit. He's like, I got dibs on all of the stories that happen at the radio station.
WWW.
Yes. So he enjoyed doing the Meteor Guy and Doe Girl story.
That's okay. I had a lot of fun writing that. I mean, I tried to think of every single cliche that we could think of.
Right.
And put them all in one little scene.
Yes. That's what you call a like a parody or a spoof.
A parody at the same time paying homage to those things.
Right.
But, and it was, you know, a lot of people were so excited about Choice Mortals and what was happening there that the initial reviews on the board were, what's happening with Piece of Heaven and Monica and all those things what's going on with that? And they were a little bit upset about that. But once they kind of got over that, people said, you know, it was kind of funny.
Yeah. Yeah, and I heard some praise for the announcer, so, you know, I gotta love that.
Woohoo on that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if anybody, you know, realizes that I played the announcer on that show.
You are multi-talented.
I was the old-time radio. I was really looking forward to that, because I get to talk like this!
And see, most people would not even recognize Steve O'Dell's voice.
There you go.
This is why we podcast, because those are things that people would go, I didn't know that. Now they'll go back and listen again with, you know, different thought in their minds.
Right.
And, you know, some of the reviews, I think it was somebody said, you know, I wasn't quite sure about this episode the first time I listened to it. But after I listened to it a couple of times, it's just hilarious.
Yes.
I do know Sparsels said, Sparsels really enjoyed this episode. Says here, while I am also eager to hear the in-depth Monica stuff, it was nice to have a break with a lighter note and more of an early type episode. Uh-huh. Some of the TV stuff was corny, but it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
And a lot of people really, really liked Timothy and Hope.
Yeah, that was kind of cool to see kind of like the growing of that relationship. It's becoming a little bit more brother-sisterly, which, you know, there's positives and negatives to that. But,
oh, yeah. And Riston. Yeah. Riston said, this is one of my favorite reviews, this was an absolutely amazing, awesome, wonderful, funny, crazy, fabulous, extraordinary, awe-inspiring superhero episode.
Wow.
And it says, okay, that just about sums it up. and he said, a little boy who got stuck in a well. That was hilarious.
Yep.
So, yeah, really kind of funny. Dave wasn't too sure. Dave said these kind of episodes confuse me, but he really did like the Adventures of Meteor Guy.
Yes.
So, yeah, that pretty much puts it together. Now, something interesting.
Uh-huh.
People are discussing, you and I didn't talk about this beforehand.
Uh-oh.
But, people are discussing the word roof.
Oh, yeah, roof.
Yeah,
roof,
well,
rough, yeah.
Yeah, see, I originally grew up near Pittsburgh, not about an hour above Pittsburgh, and I say roof, but I know a lot of people who actually say rough.
Well, you know, it's interesting, because I remember directing that kind of hearing that some people were saying, she's on the roof, and then the one guy saying, what's she doing on the roof? and I thought, do I like stop and say, okay, we all have to be consistent here? But then I thought, in real life, different people say it different ways. Yeah. So in a radio show, I think different people would say it different ways. That was just kind of my philosophy at work there as far as directing. So I let it go.
I think that does make sense. I like it. And by the way, it was J-Man who said he thought this episode was so-so first time he heard it, but after hearing it a few times, he really likes it. He says, Meteor Guy and Dough Girl are now a joke in our house.
Cool.
And the guy in the second one had the awesomest lines ever. Your girl was playing on the roof? Weird family.
Yeah, that guy did a good job. He,
I got a kick out of writing that. I wondered if anybody would catch that.
Yeah.
Because he really didn't have any major scenes. Just, how do you use a ball on the roof?
I think... Oh, you know what? You named that character.
What did I name that character?
Do you remember his character, as it appears in the script, Strange Man on the Street? I shortened it to Strange Man, you know, just, you know.
Yeah.
Because that's, it's a little funny, easier to say. But yeah, Strange Man on the Street is how he appears on the script.
There's your inside scoop behind the scenes. All that stuff of Down Gilded Lane, because and that was just so much fun to write. It really was. Even AC Bulldog 57 is in here and said, I really enjoyed this episode. Timmy and Hope together make great episodes, but I love the WWW radio station episode so far.
Yes, that was cool. And that guy, you know, it's funny that you would read his review, because I was actually just looking at his as you were talking, and he's got like a lightsaber in his signature.
He does.
And he says, go St. Louis Cardinals. And that means a lot to me because I grew up in St. Louis. I was born in St. Louis.
Oh, wow.
Used to be a big fan of the Cardinals. So there you go.
Oh, and by the way, that was my son screaming money, money, money in the background because he found like a quarter in his room when he was playing in the toy box.
Well, there you go. I think that that might be his way of telling us we need to move on to the next
topic.
John
Williams sound design. So yes. And before we leave Coloropolis, and he's sitting here with me now, so you're going to hear this.
All right.
But before we leave Coloropolis, one thing that we need to discuss was that there's something else that you didn't know about the original episode of Coloropolis in the first draft when it was sent off to Mr. O'Dell.
Uh-huh.
That
this usually, by the way, everybody, this usually means that Steve messed something up. Or
no, it doesn't. It just means that when it was originally sent off, I had Meteor Guy and Dough Girl changed places.
Oh, right.
We had Meteor Girl and Dough Guy.
Is that how it was?
Something like that. Either way, it was flip-flopped.
Yeah.
And when we very first sent it off, Steve said, you know, I understand that we're trying to parallel Tim and Hope. And if you guys didn't catch that in the episode, Meteor Guy was a direct parallel of Tim.
Right.
And Hope was a direct parallel of Dough Girl. The reasons being,
the radio characters were an exaggeration, obviously.
Yes,
of
but they
what
were
was going on
to,
for Tim and Hope.
They yeah. went, were meant to be an example of
right
those
of the
two
issue
things,
that they're struggling
that
with.
That because what we were talking about in the episode was Tim not stepping up and taking enough responsibility.
Right.
Because he was the youngest and kind of letting everybody do his own stuff. And Hope has spent her entire life always taking responsibility.
And never really able to fully trust anyone.
Exactly. So that was what we intended to put out as the lesson in this episode. And I had originally flip-flopped those. I had originally had the girl be kind
Being
of the ineffective superhero person.
Yep.
And the boy kind of flip-flopped. And we decided, no, let's do it and make it a really strong, direct parallel.
Right. So it's obvious, you know, what we're trying to emphasize as the issues that each one needed to kind of deal with in their life.
Right. We did not want to, we didn't want to cloud the lesson at all. So
right.
There's
right.
a little bit more that you can think about there.
Yeah. Okay, so let's maybe move on to 10-4.
Good buddy. We're just never going to stop having fun with that, are we?
I know. That's the one that we talked about in our Cheesy Teasy podcast that we looked at the title and we're like, we've got to make that the title. Somehow work that in.
We actually based that entire episode off of the title.
Yeah.
In our storyline discussions and brainstorming sessions.
But you would think that being the case, it would be a story about like 18-wheelers and like truckers.
Well, you might because you're old.
Well, in what other context do people say 10-4, good buddy?
I don't know.
Yeah.
See, I don't know that our listeners maybe picked up on the CB thing.
Maybe not.
But
well, we decided to just make it something about friendship. What does it really truly mean to be a true friend?
Right,
to someone?
Because sometimes people would say that if you were a true friend, you would not tell on bad things that are happening.
Right.
On things that are being done that shouldn't be done. And you know, that lesson really seemed to hit home with a lot of people.
Yeah. And it was kind of cool how we were sort of, you know, paralleling the large scale, you know, trouble that Marcy was getting in with the more maybe small scale issue that Hope was dealing with back at home.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was kind of cool coming at it from those two different angles. One person who really honestly doesn't know any better.
Right.
And another person who should know better and does. But decides
still making the wrong choices.
To make the wrong choice anyway. Yeah.
And that one got really positive reviews.
Yeah. People really seemed to connect with that episode. That was kind of cool.
I think, if it's possible, that might be the one that has the most 5-star votes this season.
So far,
I'll have to go back and listen and check all of those threads. But right now, that one's sitting at 10 5-star.
Wow. Why do you think that is, Lori? Do you think that's because we heard from Brooke again?
That's what I think. I think we heard from Brooke, and several people mentioned that they enjoyed hearing from Marcy. as well. Marcy seems to be a character that people are enjoying her journey.
I know I am.
I am too. Marcy's a favorite character, obviously not because she's a role model, but because I think that she's she helps us relate to people who didn't get raised the same way that a lot of us did.
Yeah, yeah. And I think the Marcy situation, that's what I'm just going to call it, the Marcy situation, has really been a challenge for Brooke, you know? Like, I think we've kind of gotten used to Brooke kind of having it all together, having all the answers.
She
knows
what she needs to do, and she just does it, and that's the way
it works. Right, right. And this has been a challenge for her, and I think she's done well with it, but it has not come easy.
Mm-hmm. It's been very difficult for her, and she just, and you know, that's the way with a lot of us. You might go along for a while, and everything's kind of smooth and cruising, and you think that you know, you think you have it kind of set, and then something comes in and rattles you a little bit.
Yeah,
and you're not sure where to come from. Brooke, I don't think, has ever really had a problem with somebody not liking her or not getting along with her.
Right, right. Or having to deal with somebody with, you know, different value system from her.
Yeah, this one, really, it touched my heart. And I loved hearing more about Hope.
Yes.
Learning a little more about her background. And
just the Haley, seeing Haley step into that older sister kind of role model kind of position that Brooke has always had for her.
Yes.
It's like a passing of the torch.
It is, and she mentions that. She, in the very beginning of the episode, she says, I don't want to be the big sister for a while. I just kind of want to take a break. But then she stepped into that role really well.
Yeah.
And we have one review on this thread that just has made me giggle every time that I see it. I don't know if I'm pronouncing the name correct. I think it's Arem. A-R-E-M.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
In huge, like, 20-point bold italic font, just says that was totally wicked.
Yeah.
With, like, do you think maybe exclamation points.
Do you think maybe he's quoting The Incredibles?
I don't know. It could be.
Because there's that moment in The Incredibles where the neighbor kid, you know,
yeah,
is on his old tricycle.
That was totally wicked.
That was totally wicked.
Yes, I know. That was cool.
So, Arem, if that's what you're doing, if you're quoting The Incredibles, let us know, because I want to win a prize here.
Steve's an incredible.
I don't
where
know
where the prize will come from. I don't know.
I don't either, but that's okay.
Also in the thread, AC Bulldog 57, who's been kind of active, you know, on the boards.
I wonder if that's a long enough screen name.
I don't know. I'm sure there's Bread for a Stone is pretty good.
Oh, that's true. It's just like there's a lot in there. AC Bulldog 57. Like, yeah. Whoa.
I wonder what
initials,
that
numbers. Yeah. Go. I'm sorry. I interrupted. Go ahead. What does he say?
It's okay. You would think you were on the Java Juice today.
Java Juice.
It says here, I thought that it would have been nice to have a little more background on Brooke's mission trip. I had no idea she was going to Mexico till this episode, until now, unless I just wasn't paying attention. It says, overall, I thought the episode was good, but not the best I've heard this season. That's okay. But
I'd like to know which one is the best he's heard this season.
Yeah. AC Bulldog, if you are listening, AC Bulldog 57, if you are listening, why don't you email us at ccfuncast@gilliadlane.org and tell us which episode you do think was the best this season.
Yes. All you other AC Bulldogs, don't worry about it. We're just interested 57. In AC Bulldog number 57. Sorry.
Yes.
Sorry.
But we didn't mention the mission trip because we haven't been with Brooke.
Yeah. And also, there are other things that happen in the Morrison house and on Gilead Lane than what actually makes it to the radio.
Yes.
So
that we never
maybe
talk about.
Right. Maybe between episodes there are conversations that happen that, you know, that we don't get to hear. I mean, we know that there are all kinds of meetings and conversations going on throughout season 8 and 9 that we never knew about until
that
the
we
beginning
just
of
found
season
out
10.
About, yeah. Courtesy of John Fornoff, who's got a bug at
that's right.
Colorain.
He's been collecting data.
He
but
has
just saving
been.
It.
And so that's kind of what's going on there. And yes, we did throw Brooke into the middle of a mission trip, but it happens.
Yep.
You never know. And we had one more, Scarlett, who is a CBH newbie, said, I liked this episode because it gave an equivalent. Brooke and Haley both faced the same decisions, but on different scales. It says here, I faced this problem before and decided to do the opposite of Haley and Brooke, and I faced the consequences for that. But I liked how we saw a tad bit more of Hope's past and hope to see more of that in the future. Yeah.
Nice analysis, Scarlett.
That's awesome. So thank you very much, Scarlett. And we're excited about where things are going. Before we get into where things are going, let's look at where we've been, though. You said something about some deleted scenes.
But first, though, how's John William doing?
You know, go figure. During other podcasts, I sit there and I give him something and try and keep him quiet. Uh-huh. The podcast where we've said that it's okay for him to come and go, he popped in for a couple seconds, kind of said, hi, Mom, found money, and went to his piggy bank, and it's all been quiet since.
Huh, maybe he's looking for more money.
I hope that he's not, like, markering his walls or doing anything untoward.
That is a funny word to me, untoward.
Is it kind of warm and close in that little closet that you're recording in today?
It is a little, yes.
Okay, because you're getting a little loopy.
Loopy?
Yeah. And but that's okay. You're kind of funny, loopy.
It's better to be loopy than soupy.
Or snotty.
Ooh, I've been that before.
Yes, just recently.
Hey, so what did you say about deleted scenes, I thought, maybe?
Yeah, I said before we head into where we're going, let's revisit where we've been and give them a little taste of something that they didn't get to hear.
Okay, so we talked last time about the fact that we've got, you know, a longer version of both of these episodes than what will make it
pretty much every episode that I write this season.
Pretty much, yes. So we had to cut some scenes out. So here's a fun scene. It was actually the opening scene of the show originally, and it kind of demonstrates a little bit of that controlling thing that Hope's got going on here in the beginning of the episode. Let's just go ahead and let that play. Here it goes.
See, Mrs. Morrison, when you sit down and talk to her, you just have to ask about my artwork and my reading. Those are really good.
Yes, Hope, I will make sure that I ask your teacher about those things.
You know, this conference thing is kind of cool, having half days and all that.
Oh, that it is.
I never knew that they did anything like this.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you talk to the teacher, don't let her worry you about my science grade. I've got it all under control.
The science grade? What's wrong with the science grade?
Oh, nothing. It's no big deal.
Do you need help with science? Well, if you do, Mike can help you, or we can call Justin.
Oh, no. I'm good. I can do this. No problem.
Hope, if you need help, it's okay to ask.
I know.
We talked about this the other night. Remember when you got stuck under all those blankets?
Hey, I was just trying to get a blanket down without bothering anyone.
I know that. And when the stack fell, you didn't want to drop any, but you still needed help to get out of it.
I'm sorry about that.
Oh, honey, you don't have to be sorry about needing help. We've talked about this. You don't have to do everything on your own, you know? That's what family is for.
Oh, I know, but I don't want to bother you guys sometimes.
It's all right. Helping someone else out shouldn't be a bother.
Oh, you know, Mrs. Morrison, when you see my desk, the teacher might not tell you that I've been cleaning it every single day.
Ah.
That's why I have the teddy bear on it. It's my reward.
Well, that's wonderful, Hope. I'm very proud of you. But you know what?
What?
You need to trust that the teacher and I can handle this conference without you. It's hard, but we'll make sure we cover everything. Okay?
Yes, Mrs. Morrison. It's just, what if you forget that?
It's okay, Hope. Don't worry. Just trust, okay?
Okay.
Now I have to go find Tim.
Okay.
Yeah, huh?
Yeah, see, and that does add a little bit more to the story. And just so you know, I have no idea what Steve's going to take out and what he's going to leave in.
Right.
Until
sadly.
I hear the episodes two.
I don't either. I mean, well, I guess I know it before they air, but...
But he doesn't know it sometimes when they're recording, and that's how we end up with extra scenes.
Exactly. So that was kind of fun. If you buy the retail version of that episode, the single CD, either the MP3 download from shopcbh.org, or if you buy the CD single, you'll hear that all in context.
You'll hear it exactly where it was supposed to be.
Right.
But, yes, we had that. And did we have another one from Coloropolis?
Yes.
That was Coloropolis. We have one
that
from...
That was Coloropolis, yes.
10-4 Good Buddy.
Yes, this is interesting because it's spring break for the Morrisons. Well, it's spring break for Brooke, too. But she, you know, goes to Mexico for her spring break. The Morrisons all kind of, like, sit around and have fun. They've got some traditions that they do. And Justin is back. And in this scene... they're doing one of their regular Morrison spring break traditions, which is to watch this funny movie. What is it? Party at something at
Weekend
Party
at Party Pier.
Weekend at Party Pier. Sorry, I couldn't remember. All I got to do is listen for the next 5 seconds and I'll hear it. So anyway, here's that scene.
This is so cool. I love staying up late and watching movies.
Yeah, Mom and Dad let us do this every now and then.
And we always watch the same movie.
That's right. It's not a movie fun night without... Weekend at Party Pier.
Where the party's in full swing and the kids have no idea what to expect.
But Jimmy, you can't put that thing on your head and dance around. What if you fall off the pier?
Then our love will save me, darling.
And if it doesn't, remember, we'll always have the pier.
Oh, Jimmy, you're so fine. Okay, you guys have officially lost it here. Have you not had enough sleep? That wasn't funny at all.
Well, what makes it funny is that it tried to be funny when it wasn't.
Yeah, that made a lot of sense.
It's mostly just funny because we watched it together the first time and made fun of it the whole way through. It's just a really bad movie.
Bad, like, hilariously stupid.
Okay, then. Whatever. I'm falling asleep here. I'm going to bed.
What? You're not going to stay? You have to stay.
Nope, no. It's okay, really. I've got to go to bed.
Okay, but you know, you're going to miss the dog biscuits.
Oh, I forgot about that.
What? Oh, never mind. Hey, Haley, can you come upstairs with me? I almost forgot. I have something for you.
You do? For me? What is it?
You know, it's hilarious when people ask that. If they'd wanted you to know what it was, they'd have said it, right? So what's the point of asking?
That's a good point.
All right. I'm going with Hope. You guys are getting out of control.
What? Us? Out of control? Uh-huh. Never.
Hey, there's the sea monster!
We're being invaded!
Dude!
Captain, grab the harpoon!
Quick!
That was a lot of fun. And, you know, it's kind of interesting where that fits in the storyline. It's not something that really moves the plot forward, but it was just a lot of fun. I just liked the energy in that scene, and just hearing Justin was cool. But it had to go, and that was painful.
Yeah, so. And it didn't... You're right, it didn't move the plot forward at all, so that's the reason that it needed to be cut.
Yeah. But if you want to hear how that originally fits into the context of the rest of the episode, you know, like I said,
ShopCBH. Buy it at CBH.
Yep, ShopCBH.org. All right, so basically that brings us to... What does that bring us to, Lori? I don't even know.
That brings us to wherever we are for episodes 5 and 6 are coming up, although it might... Bring me
All
up
right.
to my son.
There he is.
My son is learning how to write his name.
Cool.
And that's what he was playing with markers.
Uh-oh. He wasn't practicing on the wall, was he?
I don't think so, no. He's got his sister's whiteboard.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
So, hey, buddy, you want to come over and say hi?
Okay.
Come here.
No.
Here, come sit on mommy's lap. Now say hi.
Hi.
Okay, I'm Steve. I'm going to undo you
from
the headset so you can hear each
Hello.
Other.
Hello, John William.
Say hi.
Hi.
Hi. Are you having fun today?
Yes.
That's good. Are you being a good boy?
Yeah.
That's really good. Is there any candy in the house?
Steve O'Dell. I heard that. You say no candy, son.
No candy, son.
Okay. Well, if you find some, ask your mom first.
Say okay.
Okay.
All right. See you, buddy.
All right. Why don't you go back to your room, buddy, and we'll catch you later, all right?
All right.
All right. Say bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
All right. There we go.
So we got a little bit of an interview with John William, and it looks like he's got his whiteboard and heading back to his room.
Good.
So, yeah, he's actually doing really... He's 3, and he's actually doing really, really good on writing his name.
That's impressive.
That's the proud mom moment. He's got he's got the John part down. We just have
cool.
to work on the William.
Yeah, that's a little harder.
It is. It's tough. So, anyway, where we were...
Yes.
One of the things that I wanted to mention real briefly about the review thread for episode 10-4 is that there was a lot of, like, unwritten rule things going on. And had another thread on there that got displaced. Because we had three or four pages.
It was just like a do-over. We just needed a do-over.
We needed a reset. I tell my kids, you know, when they're in grumpy moods, you need to hit the reset button.
Yeah.
And then kind of reboot yourself. So we did that. The reason being that we got onto the review thread and there was a whole discussion about how you post the review thread and when you can talk about it. Steve and I have, as official as it can get, just advice and guidance on that. If you've heard the episode.
So the official deal is if you have heard the episode and you want to do a review on it, go for it. Write a review on the show. And if you have not heard the episode and you don't want anything to spoil it for you, then steer clear of the review threads. You know, I mean, each one of those has got a title on it that says the official review thread for episode, you know, fill in the blank. So if you see that and you don't want it spoiled, then, you know, don't check it out until you have heard it yourself.
Yeah, you can assume that there will be spoilers in an official review thread.
Right.
Even if it's before you've heard it.
Right. And if you, you know, want to be extra courteous, if you are starting a review thread, you could even put, you know, spoiler alert, you know, a spoiler alert in the title. You know, if you want to just make sure that it's clear that there are going to be spoilers in there, that might be a nice thing to do for the sake of courtesy. If you are reviewing an episode that isn't going to air for 2 weeks, then Lori and I
will hunt you down.
We might have to hunt you down and find out where you're hearing that. But it should be, for most people, it should be not even, like, available to listen to until, a few days at most before the, release date. So if there are security issues and leak issues, then I guess we have to look into that. But if you've heard it and you want to review it, then go for it.
Please do. You do not have to wait until Saturday at noon or Saturday afternoon, because I know for a while there, my son just left the room. You can hear the door slam.
Oh, okay.
But if you have heard it, feel free to go ahead and review it. We don't want you to worry about, can I share, can I post, can I tell people? Yes, you can, and we want you to. And if there's a discussion of some internet protocol, just keep that out of the review threads and start a different thread for it.
Yeah.
So there's that, and I think that would bring us up to the mailbag.
Close the door, now stomp your shoe. Here we go with the mail haiku.
What are we doing? Coleraine Connection Cast. Hoedown for the mail. Very nice. I would like to take credit for that haiku, but no, Lori wrote it.
Yeah, we still need you to submit your haikus to us.
Still looking for the creativity that I know is out there.
Oh,
among
our
listeners.
Because we had a couple in the beginning.
Yeah,
it's
I know.
Just kind of they sort of fell away, and everybody's waiting to see what Lori comes up with next, which isn't always that fun because, as Steve just pointed out, I did have a syllabic error.
Yeah, but see, I cut that out, so you didn't even have to say that. No one would have
known.
I know,
but I'm trying to tell the kids that, you know.
Hey, you know what I think is funny?
That Lori's always the one with all the screw-ups in the podcast?
No.
Oh, okay.
What I think is funny is how I just said, we're looking for creativity. Send your haikus. And I have not yet ever written one.
Oh, the gauntlet has been thrown by the man himself to himself.
I know. Okay,
that's
so
it.
I have to lead by example.
Okay,
next
so
podcast.
You
unless,
guys heard it. Yeah, next podcast.
Unless we get like a huge outpouring of haikus from our listeners.
Which if you know they're not going to now, because they're
know.
All going to say, we have to wait for Steve O'Dell.
I know. You know what I'm going to spend the next 2 weeks doing?
Are you going to spend 2 weeks working on a haiku?
Yes.
Really?
Maybe not.
Okay.
Okay, what kind of mail we got here?
I don't know. You have a letter there, Mr. O'Dell, I thought, didn't you?
I do. I have an e-letter.
Which works.
From Allison. And Allison is 11 years old. And this is kind of cool. She says, I love your radio series, Down Gilead Lane. It makes me grow stronger in my faith of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. So, boom, that's a home run right there. I mean, she could stop.
Yeah.
And we'd be totally, you know, doing backflips.
We are very happy about that, yes.
Yes. But she keeps going. She says she is listening, and she's toward the end of season 7. She picked up the season 7 set at the public library in
Woo-hoo!
The town where she lives. Yeah. And she says, which is cool because my mom suggested the series, and all of a sudden they have a lot of the seasons.
That's awesome.
I know. That is so cool. And she says that some of the discs are scratched, so we're going to buy it to see if Brooke goes to Peru.
Shh, so, don't tell her.
No, don't
Here,
say anything.
Here's Lori saying, don't spoil it.
Right, right. Well, that's kind of backwards.
Yeah.
And so she wants to buy a bunch of our episodes and put them on the iPod when she buys an iPod.
Love
she
that.
Listens to Down Gilead Lane every night after saying her prayers, which is also a great idea.
We love that, too. And
yeah.
What else does she say? There's more.
There's a lot of good stuff there, but that's kind of the bulk of what I wanted to share that Allison wrote in. That was really, really cool.
Yeah, I like the last line.
Oh, let's hear it.
It says, I know that I am going to show it to people who I know that need Christ.
Yes, that is huge.
I mean, that's the reason that we're here.
Yep, pass the word along.
So, Allison, you rock. And
yes.
And that kind of segues into something that we were going to talk about anyway, doesn't it, Steve?
Yeah. Go for it.
Okay. One of the things that that Steve and I have been discussing is basically, if you love Down Gilead Lane, go ahead and buy a season of Down Gilead Lane and donate it to your local library.
Yeah.
Or your school library.
Yeah.
Or someplace like that. It's a great way to really get the word out there. Allison may not have ever heard of Down Gilead Lane, except that it was at her local library, and now we have a huge fan who's going to be passing it along to others. That is the that is the epitome of grassroots marketing.
And evangelism.
It is. That's exactly what we should be doing.
If you look at the biblical content of Down Gilead Lane, and if you believe the word when it says that his word will not return void, then you put it out there. You put it in places where maybe people who aren't believers might pick it up, might find it.
And say, what is this?
Yeah. And God's word, as, you know, coming through the story of Down Gilead Lane episodes, will, you know, it'll be a seed.
It will
it'll
grow.
Be a seed that's planted. Maybe it'll be water that's poured on that seed. But at some point, you know, there's going to be fruit that will come from doing that. So obviously, you know, you got to share your faith, you know, verbally in the relationships that you're in. You can't just say, here, have this, and not talk to people. But in the lives of people that you may never encounter, that you may never cross paths with, Gilead could be a great tool if used in that way. So
it could. And so for your one purchase of a season, which doesn't cost that much money, you can put it into a public library where hundreds, and who knows how many people you live near, thousands might be able to hear Down Gilead Lane. So that's a suggestion for you. It's something
great
to kind
idea.
Of get you thinking and moving. So
yeah.
Allison, once
Thank
again, you.
You
rock. Now I think that we are at the teaser part.
Okay, ready for teasing.
We are. There were some teases, sort of, in the blog.
I
had mentioned that. And yes, Steve saw it, and some of you were a little bit afraid. Steve's not going to fire me.
No.
I
did think about having fun and popping in there and giving a comment on your entry and saying something like, Big Brother is watching, or something
like
that.
Yeah, but we all know what it was like when Steve podcasted alone. He missed me.
Yes.
He missed me. There wasn't anybody to bounce around with.
So that you look at that as job security, is that it?
Well, sort of, because I'm not sure that I can think of anybody else that we work with that you would have this kind of play with, except maybe Zach.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, I suppose Zach could take my job.
Yes.
But it still wouldn't be nearly as fun because I'm Lori.
No.
And you're not going to make me stop writing Down Gilead Lane.
No.
So I think that we're okay, just so long as I don't spill that
Right.
You know, aliens are going to visit next season.
Oh, I can't believe you said that. Oh.
Or we're going to hit that time machine and go back to Coleraine in, you know, the year 1776.
Uh-huh.
Find out what's happening then.
Wow. Okay.
I know. You're that just came out of thin away. Air, didn't it?
Yeah.
But there is fun stuff on the blog, and there are some little teasers and some interesting things to get you guys excited. But next episode, one of my favorites for this season. Very, yes. Very close to my heart.
Actually, the next two episodes
yes.
are kind of one story mm-hmm. stretched out over two. And they are Sandcastles in Storms and Is God in Pittsburgh?
I don't know. Is God in Pittsburgh?
Yes, I can tell you right now he is.
God is everywhere. And the Bible does not say God is everywhere except Pittsburgh, so I think we're good. but yes, these two programs, these two episodes are very, very close to my heart. They were, as I said in the blog, very difficult to write. But I think that that's because everyone who read them and who was involved in them took such a deep vested interest in them.
Yeah, and you know, you usually... The stuff that's the hardest work is the most rewarding, you know, what you get your best work from.
And I think, I'm kind of going out on a limb here, and I hope that I don't get the limb chopped out from underneath me, but...
Sorry, go ahead.
But I'm going to go out on a limb and say I think that these two episodes will probably be favorites of a lot of people this season.
Yeah.
I really think so, because some things that people have said have led me to believe that, so... Do you have a teaser from episode 5?
Oh, let me see if I can find something here. Let's try this.
Okay.
Hope's mother has already signed papers releasing Hope into foster care and relinquishing her rights.
She doesn't want me. No biggie.
Well, no, we don't know what her situation was or that she really didn't want you, Hope. It might have just been best for her to let someone else raise you. That doesn't mean she didn't love you or...
It's okay, really. So we're going to Pittsburgh to find my dad, make sure he doesn't want me, then I can live with you.
Oh, it's not that we're trying to make sure people don't want you.
Hey, it's okay. Mike, did you say they make ketchup in Pittsburgh? Really?
Well, yeah. It's very famous ketchup, too.
Think we can go see them make it? I like ketchup. It goes with everything.
Oh, we'll see, Hope. We'll see.
How's your headache, Mom?
Oh, it's fine. I'll just be very happy to have some peace outside for a few days. It'll be nice to have a break from all the construction.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Here, here.
So, yeah, huh?
That in episode 5. You guys have any idea what's going to be coming around the corner next?
I sure hope that that scene doesn't end up getting cut from the broadcast
version.
Because then we'll have to use it again in the podcast where we talk about
these.
And these
were very long episodes.
Yeah.
Didn't you tell me there was one of them, I think it was the next one, episode 5, had nearly like 10 minutes cut.
Oh,
something like that. And that's nothing compared to episode 10, which I just turned into Steve today.
Huh.
It's probably going to have a good 15 or 20 minutes cut. It probably could have been a two-parter.
Wow.
Without a lot of work. But, and I actually twisted Steve's brain a little bit since we had pictures of Steve's brain on, you know, wherever. Twisted Steve's brain a little bit, and he said that it would be okay to do a little teaser from episode 6, too.
Ah, all right.
Not
here we go.
6, 2, but episode 10-6 as well.
10-6 also. Here we go.
Okay, Hope, we're here. But you need to understand before we get out. Well, everyone needs to understand. This is about Hope, and it's for her. If something happens and she decides she wants to leave, then we can do that.
And there's no pressure to stay. Okay, Hope?
Okay.
Well, besides that, Mr. Cahill will understand. He was a really nice guy when I spoke with him yesterday. I'm sure he'll understand. Okay?
Okay. Let's go. You can hold my hand if you want. Thanks.
Hey, there's a cool swing set over there. And look at that slide. It's huge.
Yep.
Hello, John.
Hello, Rob. It's good to see you again. This is my wife, Mary.
Hello.
Everyone, this is Rob Cahill. And Rob, these are my kids, Michael, Haley, and Tim.
Hello, everyone.
Hey.
Hi.
And that means this must be...
Yeah, this is Hope.
Hi, Hope.
Hi.
Well, there's some picnic tables over there. I thought maybe we might go sit down for a while.
Sure, sounds like a good idea. Huh?
Come on, everybody.
Yes, that was scene number 14. No, I don't know.
We don't know what scene number it was, but it was from episode 6. So, Cheesy Teasy has nothing on us now. Steve has been bitten by the teaser bug, and so now you have some idea what to expect in those upcoming episodes.
Yep, and make sure you're listening for those this weekend, the 26th, and then the following weekend, the 3rd of May. That's when you'll hear those two episodes.
And now, somewhere in the middle, around those episodes, between those episodes, we are going to be doing...
Oh, hold on. I got to get a drum roll in here. Okay, go ahead.
We are going to be doing an extra super special podcast, and it's not going to be cheesy teasy at all.
Ta-da! Okay.
It's going to be...
It's the Season 9 Awards. That's what you're talking about, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's our own version of the Oscars, the Emmys, the Tonys, the Grammys.
I don't know about the Tonys.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. J-Man totally just like slipped this one by under our nose. I don't know how we missed it.
But we are going to be doing an extra special edition of the Coloring Connection Funcast.
Yep.
And we want to include you. As
it
always.
It will just be the Season 9 Awards. We won't be teasing. We won't be reviewing. I don't even think we're going to have a mailbag.
No, we're just going to do an extra special episode. But
we do want you, the listener, to be involved in this year's awards show.
We're not going to let you down.
No. So don't let us down. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, there you go. In this upcoming episode for the Season 9 Awards, we want to involve you, and the best way to do that is to have you guys maybe present the awards. How would you, the listeners, like to present the awards?
You could be a guest presenter on the Down Gilead Lane Season 9 Awards. First thing you need to do is go to J-Man's website.
Yes.
Do we want to give out that URL right here?
Well, I was going to say you can get to that through the CBH message boards. Just look up J-Man.
Yep.
And if you look in his profile, it gives the connection to his website. He's got the awards listed there. And you can go there. And then you can call our toll-free comment line at 877-937-5397.
Very nicely done, Lori.
Thanks. There's the old radio voice coming off there. And all you have to do is read what's on J-Man's site.
Yeah, it might be good to introduce yourself. Just maybe give your message board's username, you know, if you have one. If you don't, get one and then give it to us. Your message board's username, or you can give us your first name if you want to and if that's okay for you and for
and
your
we
parents.
Need to discuss that, too. We'll discuss that after we do our little Season 9 blurby here.
So, so give us some kind of form of identification of yourself, unless you want to just say, I'm anonymous. That's fine. Whatever you want to, however you want to identify yourself. But then you just look at J-Man's website, maybe give us the category of each award. So, you know, in the category of best actor, then read the nominees that he has listed, and then give us the winner.
And we will include that. You leave that on your message.
Yep.
And we will include that in the special. We need to come up with a name for the awards.
The Gillies?
Oh, the Gillies. That's not...
well, if it's...
Mickey Gilly or something?
I don't know.
Sound like
if it's
fishy?
If it's for Season 9, we could call it the Niners.
Oh, we could. I don't know.
I don't know. We'll think of something. But, don't worry about what the name of the award is. You can just say, I'm so-and-so, and in the category of... The nominees are, list the nominees, and then say, and the winner is. That's all you gotta say. And there's only like 4 categories this year. Is that right, Lori?
Something like that. I'm going to them now, and I'm at J-Man's site. And one of the things that you need to go to is you go to news, and then you look in February he announced it.
Wow.
That's how behind we are.
Sorry.
But in February he announced it. And, there's, like, best actress, best actor, best scene, best lesson, best episode.
So 5 categories.
And you can choose whichever category that you want to leave your message at. If you're really good and really fast, you can try and do them all.
Yeah, you can try to do them all.
But an example would be, my name is Lori, and I am from Texas, or from the South, or the Central Time Zone. And
Earth, planet Earth.
Yeah, exactly. 2008, whatever. And the The award for Best Actress, nominated for the award, Joyce Bean as Monica Richter, Kelly Bernott as Haley Morrison, Karen Levine as Grace Andrews, and Mackenzie Seaguard as Hope Turner. And the winner is... You're going to have to go to the website and see it.
Okay. So that's kind of an example. But you, instead of saying you'll have to go to the website and see it, you actually say the name of the winner.
You actually say the name. But, Mom, you know, Lori doesn't want to sit here and say, hey, here's who won. We're saving that for the big, huge, stupendous, spectacular
award. So that would be an example. And then listen to our podcast special coming up somewhere between episode 5 and episode... Sorry, somewhere between episode 6 and episode 7. Of Gilead, and you might just hear your voice as a presenter on the award show.
Now, this does bring us to another question that Steve and I had to discuss.
Okay.
Which is, we've had some people get in touch with us about where they live, because Steve and I were saying, you know, tell us where you are, because we want to know where our listeners are. We do have listeners in New Zealand and in England and Canada and some other places.
Yep.
But some people were a little freaked out by that. Some parents really didn't like that.
And that's understandable.
We're parents, too. Yep. We understand that. We would never compromise anybody's safety or security, and we would never say anything more than just your first name and maybe the state where you live. But if that is not comfortable for you, feel free to share your time zone or your continent or just your state. It's completely up to you because, as Steve and I said, he's got kids, I've got kids. If your parents are not comfortable with you sharing that sort of information... You know, that's
Don't
fine.
Let it stop you. Don't let it stop you from giving us a comment or a question.
Right.
You know, if you can't say anything about yourself, that's okay. We still want to hear from you.
You can just call and say, hi, I love your program and I think it's cool. And that is okay, too.
Yep.
Steve and I will never compromise. We will honor what your parents want for you. And we respect that. And we just want you to go ahead and call in or write in. Everything will be completely confidential. We will not be putting anything out there that you or your parents don't want out there.
Yep. All right. So I think that pretty much ties a bow. Do we have anything else to talk about today?
I don't think so. Just, you know, listen for that season 9 deal. And next time we're going to be talking a little bit about some of the places where you might be able to find Gilead Lane that you wouldn't expect.
Hey, do this. You know, you can find stuff out about Gilead, and you can find Gilead communities in all kinds of unexpected places. If you're one of those people who does, you know, who Googles, who would have thought that Google would become a verb? But if you're one of those people who Googles and you want to do a search, just type in down Gilead Lane and scroll down past, you know, just where you see CBH Ministries and kind of like our sites. You might be surprised where Gilead is popping up in the world.
And you might even be able to add to it.
Yeah, you never know. All right?
So there you go. And if you want to get in touch with us and let us know where you have found Coleraine or down Gilead Lane.
Ooh, that's a good idea. Yeah.
You can call, as we said, our toll-free comment line, 877-937-5397.
Hey, I'm starting to memorize it finally.
Yeah, finally. I don't have it memorized. I have the Coleraine Connection Funcast site up, which
that's
is funcast.gileadlane.org.
Yes.
And
so you can also email us at ccfuncast@gileadlane.org.
Yes, or you can hit the CBH message board, which you just Google CBH message board if you don't know where it is. It'll get you there, I believe.
Yeah.
Wait, I should probably check that. Hold on. CBH forums. There it is, right at the top.
Cool. Boy, you did that fast.
I'm speedy on the typing. I think we may have discussed that before.
Yeah, that seems familiar. Okay, well, I think that just about does it. I'm hearing the theme music, so that means our time is just about up, Lori.
Yep.
Until next time, remember, every day needs a little...
of Steve's brain.
Good one. All right, we'll see you.
See you
everybody.
Later. That's because we didn't hear a lot about
Hello.
It. Right?
I'm answering the phone right now. My wife just called, so we're going to edit here. Lori and I are doing a podcast. Can I call you in a little bit? We'll be done very soon.
I promise.
Okay, I will. All right, bye. Kelly says hi.
Hello, Kelly. I promise we'll be done really soon.
Okay, so, yeah, that was a tangent about The Incredibles, and maybe I shouldn't even, you know, bring up The Incredibles in a radio drama podcast. So maybe I'll end up editing that whole thing out.
That's okay. That's up to you.